my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey friends, welcome to episode 235 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, and I'm going it alone again this week, and I'm going to kind of explain the backstory of what's going on and why I've always wanted to churn out a podcast every week, and I have done that. This is week number 235 in a row that a podcast has dropped, and so I want to keep the content going and stay consistent with it. It is the one thing that I have been the most consistent with. And I appreciate everyone who listens and shares this show and comments on it. And I know the solo shows are not as engaging or as entertaining, perhaps, as ones when I have guests. And I do plan to get back to the guest concept next week. And in fact, if you are interested in being a guest co-host, I am going to make every effort to get a co-host in here to do the show. So if you're interested in being a co-host for next week's show about Wildcard, and basically Wildcard is a hodgepodge, a potpourri of sorts. It's almost like an Ask My 1-2-3 Cents, but it's going to be a guest. And I had several questions or scenarios, situations submitted for that. So if you're interested in being a part of that and being a co-host, let me know and we'll make our schedules work out and we can record in person. Or if you're not from around here or you live kind of far away or we just can't meet in person, we can do it over the phone too. So again, let me know. At me on Twitter or DM me or send me a message through Facebook, whatever the case may be. Or if you know me personally and have my number, text or call me and we can make something happen. So Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, several great shows here that you can listen to, check out, support, whether it's Nerds United with Greg Mahochko and his co-host Mike Luther. Chad Smart has Positive Cynicism every Tuesday, a variety of pop culture and politics and all kinds of great topics that he discusses with a revolving door of sorts of co-host. And also Greg Mahochko hosts the Five Heart podcast, which covers Nebraska athletics, Cornhusker athletics. I'm going to get back to Chad for just a second. Chad, as I mentioned, has the revolving door of co-host. Mike and Greg co-host Nerds United now. And I'm still kind of that man without a co-host of sorts, if you will. And I've been doing some different co-hosts, guys at Stride and whatnot. And a co-host kind of turns into a guest situation as well. For me, it's a little more difficult to pin someone down because currently with my job, I get up at some nights or some mornings, I get up at midnight, and others I get up at 1:30 to go to work. So I don't feel like I always have the window to meet with someone in the evening because a lot of people have day jobs and they don't get off work until a bit later and they have kids or school or whatever it is that they may have going on in their lives. So securing someone has been difficult. But that being said, on Friday, I announced that I am leaving my primary job at WSIL-TV. I'm a morning news anchor, and I have been in that role at this station for 15 years. So for the last 15 years, my life, and I didn't always get up at midnight. I mean, it has evolved through time of getting up earlier. The point being, after June 20th, I will not have that early morning obligation anymore. And so my hope is that I can do a little bit more with this podcast, have a little bit more you know, freedom, fun, flexibility. And I'm not saying that I'm being hampered or hindered in any way, but I could go and maybe travel and meet someone in the evening hours and do a recording and not be so hindered into doing kind of the solo shows or whatever it may be. So that being said, I am leaving the news business. I am getting into the marketing business. I'll be working full-time at Idea Creative Marketing in Carbondale, Illinois. If you do, I'll do a cheap plug here. If you do have a business or in a situation, an event coming up, and you need some marketing done, whether it's traditional marketing or online marketing, let me know. You can hit me up again here on the podcast, on Jittery Monkey, or send me a message through the social channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. And by the way, Idea Creative Marketing is on all of those platforms too. So sorry to get that cheap plug in. I'm going to get into the meat of this week's show, of this week's discussion that I want to have with you, and I'm hoping that we can engage online and talk more if you have thoughts or feelings about anything that I am talking about today. But I do want to mention Stride Pro Wrestling. We had a show over the weekend, or on Friday night, a rare Friday night show, Community Consolidated 204 in Pinckneyville. We raised some money for the school up there. It was a good show. I had a good time. Always a fun meeting WWE Hall of Famers. And this time around, it was Bushwhacker Luke, who had come through a few years ago and actually was on an episode of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast. I believe it was episode 100 or right around there. Kind of a celebration of sorts. It just all kind of worked out timing-wise. But, you know, the show is going to lead us into now the next big, you know, summer is going to be huge with Stride Pro Wrestling. So if you are able to attend any of the future events coming up, we're building up to, you know, I don't want to, you know, I feel like Strideversary is kind of our WrestleMania. And then we have a show coming up at Rent One Ballpark in Marion, Illinois. And it's going to be in August, late August. So I'm viewing that as almost a SummerSlam style buildup. So it's going to be a fun night as well. But before we get there, we have Battle Bowl coming up on June 8th. It's a Saturday night. We're back in Carterville. General Manager Sam Hunter has come up with the Battle Bowl concept. And, you know, friends become enemies and all that good stuff. So, and enemies become friends, apparently. So we're going to see how that shakes out and how that plays out. You can go to strideprowrestling.com, though, for all of those details, and stay tuned, of course, here to the My123Cents podcast and blog over at my123cents.com, and we'll have updates on what's going on. So really, what I wanted to spend a little bit of time, because I'm not going to make this a super long episode, because as I just mentioned, y'all don't want to just sit here and hear me ramble, and I am going to do a bit of a rant, because, you know, social media, as much as we love it, and I'm going into it now as my job on a full-time basis, as much as, and even as a wrestling fan, I mean, early, I can remember in the early days of the internet, I was in college. Yes, I'm that old. And going into the library and getting on pro.rec, I don't remember what the little thing was, but it was a message board basically, and it was filled with wrestling news, and I'm using air quotes when I say news, and information and thoughts and whatnot. And so very early on, I was reading this stuff, and I never subscribed to the dirt sheets, and I never had that insider scoop. And then even when, you know, My 1-2-3 Cents kind of became a thing back in 2010, I never had any intentions to make it a news site because I don't have those resources. But I've learned through the years that there's really not a whole lot of resources in these wrestling news sites. It's just, in some cases, it may be some inside information, but a lot of those websites, and I'm not going to call out anyone in particular because some of those people I do consider quote-unquote online friends, but, you know, you're getting information from a Meltzer Report or Wade Keller or whomever it may be, and then that information is just regurgitated onto their website, and then it is, sourced, usually, most of the time, they'll say Meltzer is reporting or whatever. I don't hate these sites. It's just not my thing. It's not what I had intended for my 1-2-3 cents. My 1-2-3 cents was always supposed to be opinion based and whatnot. Although I know these news sites do get much traffic and are well read and very visual out there. People know the players behind some of these articles and whatnot. I'm not in that boat. I'm not in that situation. I'm going to continue doing my 1-2-3 cents though as an opinion based and sharing memories and thoughts from way back when or whatever it may be. Ultimately, yeah, I would love to be in the inside circle and know what's going on and actually know what's going on. But then I don't know that it's necessarily the internet's place to go out and put that information out there that's coming from whether a disgruntled worker or someone who is in the know and is wanting to give out information and remain confidential. Anyway, that being said, the main crux, the main focus of my argument is these sites that aren't even, they're parody accounts. I know a lot of people laugh at The Onion. And The Onion, I feel like, is a relatively harmless publication or online website. And then you also have, I guess, Kayfabe News has become a parody website as well. And I don't feel like those sites are harmful. I feel like they, tongue-in-cheek, do the headlines, and you read the article, and you chuckle, and you know that it's obviously not something that is malicious. I'm going more into a specific look at what I've seen, and I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday of last week. TMZ started the reporting with Ric Flair being in the hospital and critical condition, and things weren't looking good. And then from there, and I don't even think the initial TMZ article said things weren't looking good. They said he was in critical condition. And then from there, people online just ran with that and blew it out of the water and exaggerated it and embellished it and whatnot. Now, I will tell you, TMZ, I've always kind of considered, it's kind of one of those, it's obviously not one of the big five networks in terms of news reporting, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, and Fox News. But I do find that TMZ, their online division, has some very reputable and have been right a lot of the times on what they're reporting. So I do view them as a source of information that kind of makes sense to me. However, I was disappointed to see then a bit later, Conrad Thompson, who is Ric Flair's son-in-law, dispute or rebut some of the statements being made by TMZ, saying that Ric Flair was in the hospital for a planned procedure, and that he was not, the situation was not as grave as what TMZ was making it out to be. Well, somewhere along the way, then the internet continued its shenanigans, and there are parody accounts on social media, and I work at the TV station, and we actually got a message from someone who said that Ric Flair was brain dead, and they were wondering if we were going to do a story on it. So I immediately hopped back online and did some searching, and I found one site, a website, and it was just really, I don't even remember what it was, and if I did know, I wouldn't say it because I don't want to give them any more attention, but it was just a bunch of numbers in their web title. Letters that didn't really, it wasn't like a quote unquote word or anything. And people were believing this and saying that Ric Flair was brain dead and, the family was there and yada, yada, yada. And people were sharing it. And that's what blew my mind is you could, take 5 minutes, you take probably 5 seconds to look at this and discern and figure out that it wasn't real, that it was fake. And I hate the term fake news, but in this case, it was fake news. And so, that was my first indication. And then I go on to Twitter, and I'm looking still right now. It's one of the top results from the 16th, and it says, it's got the little icon profile picture is the WWE logo, and even the black bold print is WWE, and then their at is at, and it's something close enough to WWE Universe that if you just glanced at it, you would think it said WWE Universe. And it says, breaking news, at WWE is saddened to learn that WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair has passed away at age 70, and it's a picture of Flair from his first run in WWF. And you know, people are sharing this and retweeting it, and you know, it got 8,100, you know, 8,100 basically retweets. Why do this? What is the point of this? I feel like, you know, there's enough crap out there, and why, as a wrestling fan, would you? And I know the answer is to get impressions and clicks and whatnot, but there's no, you know. To me, it makes no sense. It's another strike against the internet and against social media. And Chad talks more about those kinds of things in his podcast, Positive Cynicism. But for me, this was just, you know, garbage. And it's not the only one. And again, I'm not naming anyone because I, again, don't want to bring any attention to their accounts. But I implore you as fans, and I think most of you probably already live by this philosophy too, is if it's not confirmed, and most of the time anymore, I only share stuff that comes when it comes to news like this. I always wait for WWE to confirm it. I do share from other sites that maybe have indie information or stories that WWE may not have. But I do some due diligence in working to confirm some of this stuff. Because I know a lot of times everybody wants to be first to get the information out. You know, that goes across the board for every walk of news, not just in the wrestling world. But again, sadly, on that same day, Ashley Massaro, and I don't think I'm saying her name right, former WWE Divas Search winner, passed away at the age of 39. And you know, even after I saw that initially, I went and looked, and yeah, sure enough, WWE had confirmed it, and I shared it off of WWE's information. And I know even WWE has gotten it wrong before. Several years ago, I don't know if anyone remembers this, but they had reported that Corporal Kirshner, who was the Sergeant Slaughter replacement in the mid-80s, had died, and in fact had not. There was some misinformation that had come out, and WWE unfortunately had shared that as well. My point is, if you see these stories that are perhaps larger than life, maybe a bit ridiculous even sounding, don't just blindly share them. But more importantly, don't be that asshole who creates this fake news and tries to get a share out of it. And I know me saying this is not going to do anything, but it's been on my mind. I've been thinking about it. I've been irritated by it, actually. You know, not just because Ric Flair is my all-time favorite wrestler, but just the fact that people are doing this, and whether they're doing it with Ric Flair or the Brooklyn Brawler or, you know, anyone in between, it's just irritating. It's sad, and it needs to stop, and we as fans and the consumers of these websites need to be the ones to stop it, to shut it down, to stop sharing it. And you know, I know a lot of times people will share stuff with misinformation on social media to call it out. To me, that's just helping spread the flames. So don't retweet it, don't reshare it, and those will be the best ways to kind of put an end to this kind of bullshit. So I apologize again for this being a solo show. It's short, sweet, a bit of a rant. If you agree, if you disagree, let me know. And again, if you want to be a co-host for next week's episode, the wild card, I'd like to get it knocked out early on in the week. So if that's possible, hit me up and let me know what is going on. And friends, thanks again for listening, subscribing, and be sure to check out Go Figure Friday this week over on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/my123cents. I'm doing a giveaway over there, and it's going to kind of involve the podcast as well. Friends, have a great week, and thanks so much for listening to My 123 Cents.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.